Good morning and welcome. Over the 6 Sundays leading up to today, Good Friday, we have been invited to consider the different ways that we are shaped and called as we follow Jesus and learn from the many words he spoke to his disciples and those he encountered during his ministry. For the first 3 Sundays of Lent, we listened to the words Jesus spoke as he was tested in the desert, as he taught Nicodemus about being born again, and as he identified himself as living water in his encounter with the Samaritan woman. Over the last 3 Sundays of Lent, we listened to the words of Jesus as he called us to the light of God's healing grace, to the life that is stronger than death, and to the worship of God, who comes as a humble servant. Today, we listen to the words of Jesus spoken in the last moments before his death. Since at least the 16th century, Christians around the world have paid special attention to what are sometimes referred to as the 7 last words, or the 7 sayings of Christ on the cross. Later, from the 17th century onwards, musicians have also developed musical settings for the last 7 words, all in order to draw us into the drama of human and divine suffering and love that we see most clearly in the life of Jesus. This morning, as we listen to these 7 words, may we find ourselves called. Called to the cross by the incarnate God, by Jesus, who in his last moments forgives and assures, who births the church as a fellowship of love and mutual care, and who, being lifted up before us, is deserving of our worship. And as these last words of Jesus enter deeply into our souls today, may we also find ourselves being shaped into the image of this incarnate God, into the image of the one who cries out in his time of despair, who thirsts, and who commends his spirit to the God of life and death. The service will move along unannounced, so please follow along in your bulletin. All the singing throughout the service is congregational, except when noted, and our choir will be leading us in a couple of songs this morning. Finally, during the prayer sections for each of the sayings of Jesus, I will read the light print, and you can join me in reading the bold print. Now, let us gather our hearts together. Having walked with Jesus through Holy Week, we now stand beneath the cross of Jesus.
Join me in singing number 250 in the blue hymnal or on the screen. Please stand to sing.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right, one on his left. Then Jesus said,
"Father, Father, Father." Are we on?
That's why. "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying,
"He saves others. Let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one."
The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying,
"If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself."
Jesus, remember me. 327 in Voices Together. In the hymn? Okay, read the wrong page, sorry. Gentle God, when we are driven.
Lord, we can be cruel. Too often we are blinded by our pride, and we fail to see how we hurt the most vulnerable among us. Surely we are not blind, we say. We look upon others with judgment, but we do not see our own transgressions. Forgiving Jesus, beneath your cross, you call us to the light, that we might see the sin we do and change our ways. Dispel our spiritual blindness, open the eyes of our hearts, that we might walk in your brightness and be saved.
One of the criminals who were hanging there kept deriding him and saying,
"Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us."
But the other rebuked him, saying,
"You do not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation. And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing."
Then he said,
"Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
And he replied,
"Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
Now we will sing number 327 in Voices Together, "Jesus, Remember Me." Jesus, we are often like the first criminal. In our own pain and lostness, we want a Messiah who can give us the fix, the way around our suffering, the detour from facing up to our mistakes. Help us instead to be like the second criminal, honest about our mistakes, trusting in your grace, with eyes open to see you there, God with us, bearing our pain and promising to hold us in paradise. Jesus, beneath your cross, you call us into life. Help us as we trust in you. Guide our feet that we might follow in your footsteps and walk with you in Eden, restored.
Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother,
"Woman, here is your son."
And then he said to the disciple,
"Here is your mother."
And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home.
Thank you.
Jesus, we are disciples who love you. We stand beneath your cross today with grief. But you redirect our gaze. You turn us towards each other, to see each other, to mend the broken around us, to love your body, the church, the fellowship newly birthed by your Spirit. Jesus, we stand beneath your cross, and we are born again. Help us to be a community that nourishes, a community of mutual care, birthing systems of love and compassion, a body, your body, given as new life for the world.
From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And then, about 3:00, Jesus cried with a loud voice,
"Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?"
That is,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
When some of the bystanders heard it, they said,
"This man is calling for Elijah."
Jesus, your loud cry pierces our hearts. What can we say in the face of such despair? Can the Spirit really have led you now to this desert? Raised up above the crowds, did you wish for a way out? In your trial, you drew on the Psalms, the word God had given you. Hearing your cry is hard, because deep down, we don't want to drink the cup of suffering that you drank down to the dregs. Lord Jesus, in our times of trial, deliver us according to your great mercy, though not our will, God, but yours be done.
After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scriptures,
I am thirsty.
A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth.
Lord Jesus, we can't imagine how thirsty you must have been at this moment of your passion. Beneath your cross, we thirst for what truly satisfies our deepest longings. Could it be that you who said, I am thirsty while on the cross, could it be that you are the living water, the one who can truly satisfy us? This is hard to believe. Help our unbelief. Jesus, you thirsted, and yet you are the water that satisfies. You poured yourself out on the cross, and yet you are the living water, gushing up to eternal life. We come to you. Give to us living water, we pray.
Join me in singing this new song for us. Let all who are thirsty come. It's a simple tune. Dorothy, do you want to play it through once first?
I'm going to start it on the guitar.
Oh, you're going to start it on the guitar?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Even better.
Thank you.
When Jesus had received the wine, he said,
"It is finished."
Man of Sorrows, number 258 in the hymnal worship book.
Jesus, can it be that you have shaped and called us to this end? Standing at your cross, we struggle with these three words. It is finished. How can it be? Can this really have been the end to which you have been called? Can this be the end to which we are called to die? And yet we hear in your words something more, a mystery of life whose depths we cannot plumb. What is a life fulfilled, finished? What is the calling of God, heard and heeded? Your life, poured out, given freely for us, is our answer. Jesus, despite the risks, make us living sacrifices like you, offerings poured out for the world. Imprint your words upon our hearts. It is finished, so that being united with you in death, we might also be united with you in the mystery of God's unending life.
Then the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus cried with a loud voice and said,
"Father, into your hands I commend my spirit."
Having said this, he breathed his last.
Certainly, this man was innocent.
Jesus, in this space of worship, we've watched your flame be extinguished. What does it mean to be called to worship in this moment? No more do cries of Hosanna ring out. And yet, in your last words, you teach us the meaning of worship, offering, commending ourselves, our body and our spirit, to the God who has shaped and called us. Lord Jesus, standing beneath your cross, we commend ourselves to you. We trust that you, who formed us from dust, can in your own death save us from death. Maybe I'll just say a quick note. You're welcome to turn to number 251 in the hymnal worship book. If you like, you can sing along. The choir will lead us. But if you also want to just receive the song, that's fine too.
Thank you.